back, everyone. Welcome to Module 7, where we're looking at getting the experience you need for your dream job. So you're going to learn, in this module, you're going to learn the importance of professional experience. Excuse me. You're going to learn how to get the right professional experience for your dream job. And you're going to learn that you can get certain certifications that are targeted for your professional experience that will increase your chances of getting your dream job. And you're going to learn how to sell your professional experiences in an application. So why do you need to get professional experience? Well, every job demands some sort of professional experience. And there's certain experience that are relevant to the job experience for that position. So what it does, having that experience allows you, it shows the employer that one, you can take instructions from an employer. Two, you can understand the intricacies of a project, how to start a project, the kickoff meeting to the reporting, data analysis reporting, and everything like that. You can work well as a team or maybe even on your own independently if you have that experience. And you're organized and you can manage a project. I mean, those are probably the four things that people, that managers ask for. And you always see those things. Can you manage your time wisely? Can you manage a project? Do you know how to do budgeting? Do you know how to do, can you work well as a team and independently? Show me experience in that kind of thing. So, you know, experience shows this kind of stuff, whether it be an internship or whether it be a real job or just a volunteer position. Experience really shows that you've worked in a professional setting and you can be professional and you can, essentially they don't have to train you from the get-go and for these particular skill sets and experiences. So it's important for a lot of employers to have that kind of thing. And you got to remember, experience qualifies you for the job. Networking, as in the previous module, you know, really works on bypassing some of the application process into a position that's coming down the pipe. Experience qualifies you for a job that you're advertised. So even if you go in, if there's a position advertised and you have the exact same experience, then you're in a good position to apply for it. If you are speaking with a hiring manager before even any job is advertised, and you're just having a discussion, a business discussion on how potentially you can work with them in the future, you will state your experiences, and that's how they're going to garner, you know, where you specialize. They know that you have a basic knowledge in whatever education you went, school you went to for your education. Now they're going to know what experience you have and where you've worked and what you've done. So now let's look at how to get the right experience. And there are some challenges in getting the experience, okay, for a specific career path. It's not easy. I've tried to get it. I've tried to volunteer, and I've learned quite a number of things volunteering, which we're going to go through in a minute. But when you graduate, you always start with little or no experience. And you have to build up that experience, again, whether it's through volunteering, an internship. And the difference between a volunteer and an internship is a volunteer goes, helps out maybe a day or two, and then comes back. An internship is a little longer, and what happens is a bit of an exchange of information or even skill set, and a little bit of more of a teaching aspect to it. So organizations will take the time to teach you to do certain things and build your skill set while you work for them and help them reach their goals, where a volunteer just comes out, does their job, and then goes home. You can do as a volunteer or as an internship, still get the same experiences. You can build up a network that way, build up references, and they're still important. But it is difficult to get the experience for your field. It may not always be there. And it also takes time and effort to build up. You know, it's a big challenge to get that proper experience in the first place. And when you finally do get it, you want a couple of years of it at least. So you might be interning for 6 months, you might be interning for a year, you might be interning for two, you might be running through a number of different internships where you get different experiences within your field, or maybe sometimes it's not even within your field. So it can be difficult to get that time. I mean, you want to get paid for it as much as possible, but a lot of times it's a volunteer or an internship position. So there are certain steps that you can take to make sure you get the right experience and make sure you get your foot in the door to overcome these challenges that we've discussed. So here are the right steps that you really need to take. These are the steps that I've learned over my time of trying to volunteer and trying to do internships. So one, you want to figure out the experience appropriate for your job. Don't just apply for any experience. If you're a science communicator, don't apply to become a marine mammal observer where you're out at sea all the time trying to identify whales, because you may be good at it, but you don't have the background for it. And it's not what you want to do. You want to be a science communicator. So it doesn't make sense. So get the right experience. I'm going to drive that home as much as possible throughout this course, because the right experience will get you your right dream job. Then you want to contact the organizations where you might be able to get the experience. Okay, so you've done your research when you look at your career path. You go back to that research and you look at the organizations that do this similar work to what you want to do. So then you want to contact those organizations. And to show your professionalism, when you contact them, not only do you want to send your resume, but you want to send a specific note saying, this is, you know, my name, you know, dear sir or madam, this is my name, this is what I do, this is how I would like to benefit your company, here's my resume to show you my qualifications and things. A lot of people, when they volunteer, the one thing, or try to do an internship, the one thing they do is they don't know what they want to get or how they can benefit that organization. So they don't do the research with an organization, just said, how can I help? I want to help out, which is nice. It's a great initiative, but they need to go a little bit further, because when organizations look at that, they don't know, they don't have a resume, they don't know your qualifications, they don't know you from a hole in the wall. So what they do is they try and place you in things that they think you might like, or they'll just shuffle you around. But two things happen here. One, the organization may not get the right person for the right job. And two, the volunteer may not like what they're in. And then it just has a negative impact on both sides, and they leave and nothing was done. So if you send a resume, send what, you know, specifics of what you want to do, you become more of a professional, and then you become more specialized, so they can, the organization can take you somewhere, even if it's a volunteer position or a paid position, put you somewhere where they know that you'll benefit them and they'll benefit you, and then the relationship becomes positive. Then what you want to do is, after you've contacted them and hopefully they've contacted you back, send follow-up emails if you have to, but you want to set up a meeting to show that you're serious. Okay, you want to go, if you can do face-to-face or Skype or some type of video chat or just on the phone, just talk to them. Tell them what you're, you know, the things you're looking for. See if they can provide you with that. And maybe it's the right fit, maybe it's not the right fit, but if it's not the right fit, because you're so specialized and because they know what you want to do and you sent your resume, they might be able to suggest another organization or another entity where you can work that you might benefit, and they might benefit from you. And during the meeting, when you show up, this is something I've always liked. Bring a proposal, you know, and say, this is what I want to do, you know, with timelines on the project, tasks on the project, how you're going to do it, things like that. Show that you're really into this. And even if the manager takes these proposals, and they're going to be shocked when they see this, but when they take your proposal and they look through it, even if they don't agree with all your ideas, or they may agree with them, but they don't necessarily follow, you know, the right sort of path that they're heading towards, they'll look at this and they can actually say, okay, I like this idea, but I don't like this idea, and this is why I don't like this idea. Can we change? Can we make some changes? You know, so it's easier for a manager to actually look at, you know, a proposal and say, let's change, and review it, than actually just come up with it straight off the top of their head. Okay? And then what it does, what this the proposal does, is shows that you've taken the time and effort to not only look in their website, but figure out and think about what they need to do to accomplish certain tasks, especially the tasks that you want to do. So when after these steps have been taken, the likelihood of you, of them taking you on as an intern or a volunteer to get this type of experience is huge. And they're really going to like, you know, they're really going to show that you're professional. It may turn in, because it's a positive relationship, it might turn into hiring you in the future, or at least providing you a reference to hire you, for someone else to hire you in the future. So let's look at the type of experiences that you get. Now, I'm just going to go through the basics of for sort of each profession that we've spoken about in the past modules. So, you know, your experience again should match your career focus, and I'm just going to keep nailing that in your head. Your experiences should match your career focus. Okay, so scientists should get research positions. Okay, some sort of science position. Policymakers should get experience in policy creation or working with politicians, working with some type of policy type job. Communicator should run some type of social media program for an organization or a direct mail campaign. You know, somewhere where they can raise awareness to the constituents of the organizations. And fundraisers should really fundraise. You know, it's pretty simple. For one or two organizations, call them, say, look, I want to help you, you know, get grants and fill out grants and things like that. I need the experience. I would like to, you know, build on that. You know, would you be interested? So it's pretty simple, the types of experiences. Other things that you can get, now we're talking, when I talk about other experiences, you're talking about looking at certifications. So again, to get certifications or training, it's important to stay active within your field while searching for jobs. So when you are looking for a job, okay, you're working your networks and things like that, but you do have some time on your hands. Look at building your skill set and not going back to school. That takes too much time and is too expensive. Look at other certifications that pertain to your job. So one certification that actually pertains to every type of job is a project management designation, a PM. Project management skill set can actually benefit every position because you need to organize. Every position requires some sort of organization and some sort of layout of how the project's going to be done and the evaluations and the tasks and the timelines and the budgets and everything like that. So those types of certifications really help you out in getting that job. But other certifications, such as like a marine mammal observer, you know, which is somebody who goes out and surveys marine mammals to take, abundance surveys or distribution patterns and things like that. If you want to be a marine, if you want to work with whales and sea lions and things like that, you're looking at getting some sort of designation like that, especially if you want to be out in the field. That can really help you in getting a position. Even the fact that you know how to identify whales in the field is huge because it can be quite difficult sometimes. So there are certifications for almost every domain, and they don't take up much time, and there could be a smaller investment in time and money than school. So check them out, especially if you're searching for jobs and you don't have that much to do. Check them out because they might actually help you get that dream job. And don't get just any certification just for the sake of having a certification. Get the ones that actually pertain to your career focuses. Okay, if you want to go into science communication, then you shouldn't be getting a marine mammal observer certification. Okay, that's one of those. You know, that's just one of those things where it just doesn't make sense. Unless you just want to do it for the life experience, that's fine. But if you're looking at it to apply to your career focuses, it's just not going to work. It just doesn't make sense. So make sure you get the proper certification in that respect. Now you want to sell your experiences, okay? So we're going to go through a couple techniques to sell your experience in a job application. So once you get the right experience, now you need to properly sell them to get your job. So when you're searching for a job, you must ensure that your experiences shine within the requirements of the job, okay? So when you look at a job advertisement, you're going to have it's going to say experience in, say, if you're looking for a GIS position, in GIS position, data management, database management, things like that. Well, if I were to apply for a job like that, I have that experience. But when you're doing that kind of experience, what you need to do is you need to provide evidence that you have that experience. There's no point in just saying, I have GIS data management and such experience. It's, I've worked on a project that includes working with GIS software or the following GIS software or statistical analysis, and I did it during this project and this project and this project. Provide as much evidence as possible. Normally you want to do either your best job that you've done where you enjoy it the most or maybe it had a big wow factor, or you can do a job where it's the most recent, you know, to show that you're relevant and everything. So but what you have to do is you have to provide evidence or else it's just not going to be worth it. That you're just not even going to look at your resume. So you really have to learn to sell those experiences within your job application to make sure you get it. So and the biggest way to sell it, provide evidence that you've done these types of experiences. Refer to specific jobs or specific projects that you've worked on. And even if you have to, you can even put in some, you know, I learned this during this project. You know, I learned the setbacks of this. Or say you went into, you're doing research. Well, you know, I learned to maintain a particular type of instrumentation and learned in the field how to fix instrumentation if it breaks down. That could be something that they're looking for, that they may just say, hey, he can actually fix instrumentation while in the field. That's really important because that's going to save us a lot of time. So these are the things that you need to know when you're looking at experiences. And now we'll see you in the next module.